everyone, it's Thursday and it's time for a special edition of Shooting the Shiznit. Well, this week it is the Cool Kids Countdown. That's right. Me and Lance Lunch Levine, he'll join me here in a minute and we'll do the Cool Kids Countdown. I just want to say thank you for everyone for downloading Tuesday's show, last week's game show debut, and next Thursday we're going to have the second episode of the game show. You guys keep voting on www.stspod.club. Keep voting. I've got a little bit of problems there, but you can also vote on Twitter. And I'm coming up with a new polling system before the end. We got some things to tweak on the game show, make it run a little bit smoother, but I'm really excited about future episodes. You guys can follow me at ComicBookMarkBT on Twitter. We're looking for some cool kids to join us in the Cool Kids Wrestling and MMA Talk Facebook group. All you got to do is search and request to come in, and we will okay you. It's not for the kiddos, and it's not PG, so, and we're not always politically correct. Now, you can also listen to this podcast on iTunes. You can subscribe, also Stitcher. As always, I want to thank our podcast buddies there, Suplex City Limits, Creative Control, and Local to Legends Wrestling Radio. That's a mouthful right there. Locals to Legends Wrestling Radio. All right. We're going to just stop right there, and we're going to go live from STS Studios in St. Louis, Missouri for Cool Kids Countdown. And she says, I wish that I could be like the cool kids, because all the cool kids, they seem to fit in. I wish that I could be like the cool kids.
My family's going to a picnic, but our clothes are stained.
That's quite a pickle.
Ketchup, actually. We want to look amazing.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all dresses at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
All up to 50% off?
Yes, get tees and tanks from $6 for adults, $5 for kids, and dresses start at $15 for women, $10 for girls.
Hey, everyone, we're going to Old Navy.
High fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 621 to 627. Excludes clearance, jewelry, active, flat tees and tanks, licensed, and men's package tops.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we're live. That's right, live STS Studios, as I said at the beginning of the show. Actually, I don't know if it's I don't think Lance is actually here with me, but I want to welcome Lance again to our countdown show. Is this number 4 or 5? I can't remember. But, you know, it seems to be, and I'm really excited, this is one of the favorite ones in the Wrestling Riot Network. The last two episodes have done really good, and that hate episode is, you know, the number 3 most downloaded episode. Welcome, Lance Levine.
Hey, Anas. I'm here at the STS Studios North, by the way. It's it's
North
an auxiliary studio. That's right.
Now, I
so
want
you know
to
you always
over... Go ahead.
You always give the guests a chance to put themselves over, but I never get a chance to put myself over. So
that's right. I forget about that.
@ChocolatierLL on Twitter @ChocolatierLL. That's ChocolatierLL for you from St. Louis. LL on Twitter, and then just my name on Facebook, or of course Cool Kids. That's where you know if you're cool enough for us to let you in, you can find us on Cool Kids too.
I really wanted to say something like, you know, if you don't look like a terrorist, but I didn't say that. Did I say that? Okay, it's recorded
no,
and I said that.
That can be edited out. We can edit that out.
Fuck 'em. Hey, here's the cool thing, and I was going to do this at the end of the show, but I decided I wanted to do something else. But I want to tell you right here, and I'm not blowing smoke up your ass or anything, but I want everyone to know that when we first started this show, it was kind of – I throw stuff at Lance, and it's just like I'm throwing something up against the wall, and I said, let's do something. Let's do this. Well, then he works on it. He sends me a letter. And this one was real fun, and that's the process that we go through on these. We actually do a little bit more prep than I do on the other shows. But this one was – and you – this is almost your show. Not only this one, but the other ones – you help create, you know, people behind the – you're behind the scenes, but creatively you help me more on this show and able to – these topics are – what we're going to do is pretty much all Lance. He said, hey, I said, let's do this. He goes, no, let's do this, let's do that. And we tweaked it till we finally got it. And we're going to be calling it a he said, she said, like a point counterpoint thing on 10 wrestling personalities. Our acts, how's that? Because one of them is going to have two personalities. But that's what we're going to do. He said, she said.
So it's he said, she said, and we let the fans decide who the he and who the she is there. But I think it's pretty obvious who that is anyway. So, what we were doing was, this is a list of things. What we wanted to do originally really quickly is five things that each of us likes that the other one hates. And the problem was we couldn't really come up with five things that I liked that he hated. And I think what that boils down to is that I have better taste. That's bottom line. I have better taste. So everything that I like is universally liked. Everything that I hate is universally hated. So we ended up going with 10 things that BT likes that I hate. And so that's where we ended up on this one. But it's a lot of fun.
There we go. So let's get started.
Okay. So at number 10, we have Apollo Crews.
Oh, wow. You know this because I'm a big Apollo Crews fan. I was always I watched him involve, not a bunch of matches, but a very few matches. And as soon as I knew that Crews was coming to the WWE, I was fired up. Crews, at that level in Evolve and on the indie level, was almost at the point to where he was, he was doing all kinds of cool moves. I seen him against Ricochet. I seen him against Galloway. I mean, here's a guy who could do everything. He's got, he's a muscle head. He's got the look. Nice looking guy. And now they're using him just in comedy, which I just absolutely hate. But I know, by what I talk to other people and what's been said in the past that, all these guys are happy if they're being used. So I hope he's happy. I'm a big Apollo Crews fan, will be. I hope that eventually WWE will see something in him. And it wouldn't take, in my opinion, it wouldn't take, four or five shows to push him back up to where he actually belongs.
Man, this whole list could have been Apollo Crews, Moose, Lashley, if it was up to you. But if you're reading my theme here of he said, she said. But anyway, I'm starting the list low. The 10 is somebody that I don't necessarily hate. And it's going to get more hateful as we go, believe me. But Apollo Crews I don't hate. What I hate is it represents the misuse in WWE of this guy's talent. The guy's obviously got talent. We've seen him on the indies like you referenced. He's got the moves, he's got a look, he does have charisma, but boy, have they misused the guy. I honestly, in trying to put this together today, I couldn't think of a match that either A, memorable, or B, that I really enjoyed that he's been in yet since he's been in WWE. This whole goofy smiling, coming to the ring, doing nothing, he's had no real angles until now, this barely anything with Titus thing that he's doing, and it's destined to be opening card match, fodder pretty much for where he's at. He could easily be mid-card. He could easily be higher. So I don't necessarily hate Apollo Crews. I just hate the usage of him and what it represents in WWE right now. So at number 9, we have Sonny.
Oh, me. I know this is going to get – some people are going to say, oh, that BT, he's just a sleazeball, blah, blah, blah. I don't give a shit,
well,
guys.
Yeah.
I love Sonny. Yes, I've seen the porno. Yes, I've seen all the pictures. Yes. And I know. I mean, she's had her better days. A lot better days. I understand that. But, I've got nothing but love for her. I've tried my best to get her to come on the show and talk. She's kind of apprehensive since it's not a podcast that's, been going for so long. And I think she's afraid we're just going to get on here and ask a bunch of stupid questions, which I probably would. But I like her. I like what she's doing here. She is taking, and I know she's had problems with drugs, but, she's clean now. She's also been able to still stay in the spotlight. Whether you think it's good or bad, she's opened, she has a site now, which a lot of people that do what she does when it comes to Skype and stuff. And I've seen girls have up to 150,000 subscribers just thinking about the money that this girl's making. But I like it that she stayed in the spotlight. She's doing what she can do now, and she's not worried about what anyone thinks about her. So, yeah, big thumbs up, maybe not only that, for Sonny.
Yeah, thumbs up. 150,000 subscribers? Is that what you just said?
No, I didn't say she did, but there are girls that do what she does.
Oh, okay.
They'll have,
Okay, I was going to say there's a whole lot of lonely guys living in the mom's basement then, if that's the case. But with Sunny, I'm not interested in the Skype stuff. I'm not interested in seeing her diddle herself on, you know, my laptop. Ugh, God, just the thought of that is making my skin crawl. I'm just thinking if I were to pull up any of her footage on my computer, not only would my computer get a virus, but I would probably get an STD just by, you know, by being close enough to that footage. So I have no interest in her. I've got no interest in watching the porn, even if it's, you know, the professionally filmed porn as opposed to the stuff that she does, you know, on Skype in her backyard or whatever, so to speak. Back in the day, sure, we all had a crush on Sunny. We all liked Sunny. Yeah, 20 years ago, she was hot. Now she's just another crazy chick, and quite honestly, I have enough, as we all do, have enough crazy chicks in our lives. So one less crazy chick in my life, and I'm perfectly okay with that. So
okay.
Don't need Sunny, have no use for Sunny.
All right, before we go to the next one, I actually looked up her site as we were talking. She has 133 fans is all she has, but she's charging $29.99 a month. A month, she's racking in close to $4,000 by just doing videos and stuff. So, you know,
that.
I mean, I think I'll start doing that and see how many guys or, you know, girls will sit and watch me for $4,000 a month. So, yeah, there you go.
God. All right, maybe
all right,
I will subscribe
next?
To Sunny
who's
if
next?
That's the only other option. So, at number 8, we have one Mr. 10, Ty Dillinger.
10, 10, 10. If you're part of the Cool Kids Club, you know I'm kind of tired of the chantings in the crowd. But I think Ty is an excellent wrestler, worker, whatever you want to call him. I like all his charisma, liked him down in NXT. And he's also one of those guys that the other wrestlers, when they get hurt, when they were in NXT and he was still down there, that was one of the guys that they would work out with and pick. So that makes you know he's got respect from the boys, and he's also got respect. You know, the fans in NXT really liked him. Now, you know, I haven't even seen him because I watched the Hulu version. So I don't even know when the last time he was on television. I think the gimmick has to, you know, like it's got a very low light. I mean, how long it's going to last. He could probably do this for, what, another 6 months to a year, and then everyone in the world is going to be tired of him. So, yeah, I'm a fan of Ty Dillinger.
All right, well, I'm tired of him now. So where is he? You just kind of referenced it. Where is he? I believe the last we saw him was the last SmackDown pay-per-view, which was over a month ago. I'm pretty sure he hasn't been on regular TV. So it makes me think they've given up on him, maybe. I'm wondering if half the boys and half the refs are arguing with management to get him off because they're pissed about the 10 shit. Because the refs have a hard time keeping up with the actual counts when the stupid audience is doing the 10 shit. So it just feels with him, it just feels, and let me preface this by saying, I got nothing against him. Like you said, he's a journeyman, good worker, got nothing against the guy. He can hold his own. He kind of reminds me of an Arn Anderson type that he, you know, if he's in with some decent guys, he has a good match. But yeah, it's the gimmick that absolutely just drives me crazy. And that's going to be something else that we reference later on in the countdown here. But the gimmick and the usage of, you know, the fans with the 10 stuff and the stuff and everything else, it's just like enough. It's ridiculous. It's garbage. So I'm thinking he's one of those flash in the pan guys that got over in front of the 75 people at Full Sail, and it may not translate to the big stage. So we shall see. So at number 7, we have Mike Kanellis and Maria Bennett, or whatever the fuck they're calling themselves these days.
I've always been a huge fan of Maria's for various reasons. Loved the New Japan stuff that they did, and then Mike has grown on me a lot. I was a fan of just his work, and then when he was in TNA, he had probably some of the best matches with a various amount of talent there. I mean, EC3 probably got one of the best matches EC3 ever had in his life out of Bennett. I think people got bored of him real quick in TNA, and they just hopefully we won't see them getting bored with him now, because it looks like those two are getting a huge push. If I'm being told the correct thing. Apparently, they're not going to let Miz and his wife do their gimmick because it's too close to Mike and Maria. So that will be interesting to see. Actually, that would be a hell of a feud there. But I'm excited to see what they do with it. I love their theme song right now. It's on YouTube, so it's so cheesy, the theme song is. But being a big fan of Maria's, Bennett isn't, and a lot of people don't see this, but he's almost flawless. He's an excellent worker, and I can't see but good things for those guys.
Almost flawless. Holy crap.
Yes.
Are we watching the same guy? he's okay. I have not seen him in anything in the States that I thought was blow away. I don't remember any of the stuff in TNA that you're talking about that was all that exciting. I thought he had some decent matches in New Japan, but again, in with great guys. So, I mean, he wasn't a complete embarrassment there when he was in with good workers. But honestly, with them, they just bore me. They just really, honestly, even with her ass, they just bore me. They do nothing for me. So it'll be interesting to see if they can do anything with them, because at first when they came out on the pay-per-view and they were called Mike and Maria Kanellis, I thought, you know, for the split second, I thought, oh, what a puss thing. But then I realized, okay, yeah, what a puss thing. It's a heel thing to get him heat to be the, you know, the puss who took her name when they got married. So it's actually a somewhat creative little angle. So she's a decent heel, but, you know, she plays a good chicken shit heel. She played a good chicken shit heel in the authority role in TNA. But they just bore me. I really hope that they have something exciting planned for them, because they've never done anything for me, either one of them, to be honest. So at number six, we have Mr. James Ellsworth, a name in the news this week.
Oh, yeah, big angle there this week, which I was not happy with. I did not like the finish. I kind of like what they did with the storyline, but it's almost like as soon as that finish happened, as soon as they started SmackDown this week, I was for sure what they were doing anyway, going to do a rematch of it. Ellsworth was, to me, just excellent on SmackDown this week. The mic work against Daniel Bryan was hilarious. Hey, if you follow him on Twitter, he's really funny. Stuff that he told everyone, Bailey and all the other girls. Ellsworth, I've been told, was one of those guys on the indie circuit that really wasn't that good in the ring, which won't surprise anyone that's seen him work. But he had a big head. And, like, he was really good, and he was, you know, always the champion of his own promotion, which I think is really funny for the WWE to pick up someone like that. And he's probably someone I would probably hate being around all the time, but I like the character. Didn't like him with Carmella at first, but I really like him now. And, hey, I like James Ellsworth. I admit it. I do.
That's ironic. A big head but no chin. So anyway, the chinless one, which is obviously they should do chinless one merch to mock the Nikki Bella fearless one merch. So I think the James Ellsworth thing was funny for a week, maybe two. But for me, the expiration date has long since passed on James Ellsworth. What was the first we saw him? I think he was squashed by Braun Strowman, I believe, last year. And then the silly thing where he beat AJ by, you know, ridiculous means and countouts and stuff for a couple weeks there. It was funny for a while. I'll give it maybe a month of entertainment. But after that, I was done with James Ellsworth. So it'll be interesting to see. I mean, he is doing decently in the Vanilla Ice role that they've got him in with Carmella. But obviously, it's going to end where she leaves him by the side of the road. And quite honestly, I hope she leaves him by the side of the road on behalf of the promotion, too, and walks away. And we never see Ellsworth again. Let him go back to, you know, Glory Bo Cephas Wrestling in North Carolina or whatever it was that he was working at before, and let him be the headliner and run the promotion there as well. And never see James Ellsworth on WWE television again.
All right, Lance, we're going to take a quick break here, a commercial break. And we'll be right back with 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, guys and girls, here's what I want you to do right now. I want you to stop what you're doing. That's right, I want you to stop listening to this podcast, and I want you to listen to last Thursday's podcast. That's right, go to stspod.club and listen to Who Wants to Be the best shiznitter ever. What? Yeah, that's right. Who wants to be the best shiznitter ever? Brian and Matthew battled it on for 30 minutes. So what you got to do is you got to listen to the podcast. Then you got to vote. Who was the best shiznitter ever? Do it now. Right now, go stsclubpod.club. Go to stspod.club. Hopefully, BT's going to be okay. Be there! All right, we're back here with He Said, She Said. Almost like 10 things that I like and 10 things, but the same 10 things I like, Lance hates. So here we go now. Who's number five, Lance?
Number five, we've got Young Miss Paige.
Oh, yeah. Well, guys, I mean, come on. How can you not like a girl, you know, that can shoot shit out of her ass like that? And not shit. I mean, shoot dildos. I mean, she probably
ping pong
ball. But a ping pong balls. Apparently, there's another one where she's got a Windex bottle. No, I'm just kidding. I've always liked Paige. I've always liked her look. I liked her when she was with WWE. Apparently, she's getting ready to return, and it'll be interesting to see. I like it. I hate to admit this, but I like it because it's almost like it's a train wreck with her and Alberto, and one of my favorites too. I kind of like that. It's like the TMZ of wrestling. We're able to watch and see what the hell she's doing next. She's kind of calmed down now. I think for one reason she's going to come back. She's that pasty skin and that accent. I've always been a Paige fan, so I look forward to her coming back and hopefully, I know we kind of had thought she was going to be dead by this time, so hopefully she'll have another life here in the WWE.
Good in the ring, but I'm not going to say great. I always thought she was overrated in the ring. But, however, I will say she's underrated in porn, and you already kind of referenced that. So she's always got a career to fall back on there if she needs to. I can't get past the pasty thing. I just can't. I know you just said you like the pasty thing, but I can't get past the pasty thing. Everybody, when she first came on the scene, I think everybody liked the fact that she looked different and she could actually do some wrestling too. But she's a big-time head case. And what you just described, you like the head case factor. You like the ADR being just as equally a head case. So you like the train wreck aspect of it. It's the worst-kept secret that they say that reality TV is scripted. And so when I would be watching Total Divas and, knowing in the back of my mind some of these angles and things that they're doing on there are scripted, I'm sorry, the Paige stuff was all real because she was just that batshit crazy. And ADR was on there too for a little bit. She's that batshit crazy, and I believe everything that they did on there that revolved around her. When it was Natty talking about macrame and her kittens, who cares, whatever, that's probably scripted. But and the Bella stuff probably too. But the Paige stuff, either she's a really good actress or she's really out of her fucking mind, and hopefully it doesn't end badly like many of us are predicting with her. So got no time for Paige. At number four, we have also kind of in the news right now, Conor McGregor.
Yeah, I mean, we call ourselves the Cool Kids Wrestling MMA group, and we don't talk about MMA a lot, and not on here either, but I don't mind talking about it. Now, Conor, to me, and I know I've seen Lance's tweets, and I've seen what Lance has said and on Facebook about, to me, Conor is an old-school heel, and that's what I like about him. And, up until his few losses, he was backing up everything. But I just like, I don't know, I just like the shitty way he treats everyone around the press conferences, the way he acts at the press conferences. I see, that old heel that we just don't get anymore because it's so PG-13 in the WWE. And everyone says, he'd make a great wrestler. He's money, and whether, Vince could talk him into doing a match, who knows? It would probably sell, and everyone would want to watch it. And the reason why is he can do something that probably about 95% of the wrestlers in this business, in their business today, can't do, and that's talk people into the building or talk people into watching it on pay-per-view. I worked for one of the major satellite TV companies when Conor was coming up, and when his fight was on, we were so slammed with people buying the pay-per-view. So it was him. It was what he was about. So, you know, big, huge fan.
I just think with him, I'll acknowledge how great he is at selling fights. I definitely will acknowledge that. And actually how great he is as a fighter, too. But Jesus, the whole act is so calculated. It's so contrived, and it's so over the top. And I respect what you're saying as far as, you know, he's a good old school heel as far as drawing people into the arenas and so on. When I was a kid, I was at the tail end of Muhammad Ali's career, and I always thought, now I look back and I wonder, were there people that were going to the Muhammad Ali matches, or fights rather, to see him get his ass whipped? Because that's why you would go see Conor McGregor, is because you want to see him get his ass kicked, except by those Diaz idiots who are equally loathable. But anyway, I just think that Conor is the lowest common denominator as far as attracting heat. And I've fallen right for it. You're right. I've fallen right for it in hating this heel. I just think he's a piece of shit. And I don't understand the whole Irish fans cheering him and Irish American fans cheering him because he's Irish. I'm like, so if I'm a white American guy and my guy is facing, say, a Japanese guy or a French guy, I have to automatically cheer that guy? No, that's fucked up. He's a dick. I don't want to cheer him, you know? So I don't understand why there's all these Irish flags at the weigh-ins and everything, because he's simply because he's Irish. So he's just a despicable, hateable guy. And let him make his millions against Mayweather. At number three, we have Jinder Mahal.
That's right. I mean, people are really surprised when they hear me. All the guys, you know, one of my favorite guys is Ricochet. You know, been a Kenny Omega fan longer than most other people have. And then I say, I like this guy. And they're like, what the hell? Why do you like this guy? I don't know. You know, I like to – I think it goes back to the old heel, too, and that might be one – you know, being almost like the old evil, you know, Sheik, like the Iron Sheik, and I love the presentation. Big fan of the Singh brothers. I think they have all kinds of potential that they've shown nothing except to get beat up by Randy Orton. If you've seen any of their matches, not with the WWE, but outside of the WWE, you know what I would have done with the Singh brothers, and this is getting off the gender just a little bit. Remember when the WWE had the balls to create their own shit, and they would create a team like Demolition, and they didn't care that the Road Warriors were out there? I would have took the Singh brothers. I would have had all of these guys baby faces, and I had the Singh brothers as the Young Bucks. I'm telling you, these guys can't do everything the Bucks can do, but that's what I would have done. I would have pushed them as baby faces. I'm huge on Jinder just because of part of the act. Giving the championship, you know, championship don't mean as much as it used to. Everyone was, getting just pissy because he had the belt and everything. I have no problem with that. I like him. I don't know. You know, I like the act, and I like him. So I know you don't. So
they can't do everything the Bucks do. How about they can't do anything the Bucks do? But anyway, I think the reason there's a number of reasons why I hate the guy. He was jobbing 4 months ago, for crying out loud. They took a jobber, they juiced him to the gills, and they put him on top for the Indian market. There's no believability factor there whatsoever. And, yes, I know it's wrestling. Hey, it's fake, in case anybody hasn't told you yet. But it's just it's a dirty, dirty thing because, honestly, and, you know, we've talked about this in the group before, I love a good conspiracy. And when the shit hits the fan and this guy drops dead at 40, and believe me, I'm not wishing that on him by any means, but when he drops dead at 40 because of all the shit that they're putting in him right now to get him to look like that, his body transformed like so completely. And it wasn't from kale. I got news for you. It wasn't from kale. There's going to be some hell to pay when TMZ gets a hold of that. I don't like the guy. And if I understand the business principle of it, I get it, but why not go with Ali? And we've talked about before in the group too. Why not go with Mustafa Ali, a guy who could actually wrestle, could talk, who has charisma, and they could manipulate the situation so that it appeared that he was Indian when they're trying to cater to that market. It could have worked. But instead they go with this guy who's got the stain of being a jobber for the last 7-8 years on him. And that just kills any credibility. And like we've talked about also in the group really quick, they've extended the his entrance to be like 20 minutes now. It's almost Undertaker proportions. You know, I'm just waiting for him to riot out on the elephant real soon to make it take even longer. So,
man,
two,
I can't wait. I can't wait till he comes out on the elephant. I just can't wait.
At number two, we have from New Japan, for the Puro Brothers, we have Yano.
Yano. Now, I'm going to tell you why I love Yano. Now, I'm kind of tired of him because I'm tired of six-man tags, which I think New Japan has. I don't want to talk about that. But here's the why I like him. His gimmick, a lot of people don't get, okay? So his gimmick is he's like an old-time heel that cheats. He also thinks, and this is what made me mad when they gave him the tag team belts or give him any belts, his character thinks he's a superstar. So he comes out there with those DVDs, and he's got that those crazy pants on. And then, you know, he reminds me of a team that's from the Memphis area, and you're going to laugh, Lance, because you probably never heard of them. They're called the Hambones. The Hambones have pants almost exactly like that. They're the worst in the business in the area. I mean, they use these big, gigantic Hambones to hit people with and win matches. And that's what he reminds me of. He's a guy that's actually, you know, not a horrible worker, but that's why I like him. He's just that old-time heel that's cheating to win, and I love the character of him believing he's, you know, as good as Okada.
Break, break, break. It's the stupidest. oh, my God, it's terrible. I get the comic relief aspect of it. I get the fact that, you know, they book it so that there's some comic relief to interrupt the show, and that wrestling is a tapestry of all different types of styles, and there's brawling and high flying and broadways and 60-minute matches and, you know, you name it, and then there's comedy too. So I have a very simple rule when it comes to my comedy and wrestling. It needs to be funny. That's it. That's all I ask, is it needs to be funny. So you've got guys like The Rock. You've got guys like Jericho and Kevin Owens when the friendship, or, you know, whatever, the celebration of Festival of Friendship, whatever it was called. There's some great guys that do great, funny stuff. In New Japan, you've got guys like Tanahashi, Okada, Omega, Goto. You've got guys that are great wrestlers. I could watch a five-hour show or six-hour show without the comedy. I don't need it. I just keep the show going. That's all I need. I don't need the interruption and the comic relief. Like, people have made the argument to me, like, oh, it's good. It, you know, breaks up the different types of matches, and it's good. It's good to add that in. Don't need it. Give me more Ricochet. Give me more Young Bucks. I don't need the comedy, and I certainly don't need Yano. Plus, he's gross. That pasty body a la Paige in a completely different way. The weird pasty body with the weird shape and the weird trunk. Speaking of gross, we're at number one, Nia Jax.
That's right. Nia Jax is my girl. Everyone knows in Cool Kids that I've always been a big, huge fan of hers. Don't say anything when I said big, huge. You know I like bigger women. And not only, you know, as in bigger women in wrestling, I like the BBW, you know. I have no problem saying that. And here's what I think about Nia Jax. I've always liked her, but I think they've just pretty much screwed her. They need to change her. I made a joke. Braun's doing that. Man, they're going to make some beautiful babies, aren't they? Just beautiful babies.
I'm walking out. I'm out of here.
I wish someone would make a meme of that. So here's the deal. What she needs to do is she needs to go away, come back.
Yes,
she needs to be watching Masamuda, and she needs to be watching Bull Nakano. They need to shave half her head, give her a kendo stick, and she needs to get some speed because she has actually slowed down since she started. But, yeah, big Nia Jax fan. Everything about her, but I think she's been pushed totally wrong.
When I think of Nia Jax, I think of the band Heart, and I love Heart. But when Heart first started out, it was Ann and Nancy Wilson, the two really sexy sisters. And Ann was the brunette, Nancy was the blonde. And over the years, Nancy kept getting sexier and sexier, and Ann kept getting fatter and fatter. And eventually, Ann, although one of the greatest voices in rock, became Roseanne Barr. And in the videos, they would show close-ups of Ann's eyes, and that's all they would show, and they would never pull out. And they would show Nancy cavorting all over the stage because she was hot and nice to look at. So I think that they push Nia Jax like Ann Wilson because of the whole eye thing when she first comes out. So anyway, I think you take a blobby no-talent, you put her in a leather skin-tight Catwoman outfit, and it might work for some fetish groups like you, but it does not work for me. So I understand needing a monster heel, a monster woman amidst the, you know, the beautiful women that are most of the rest of the roster. I get it. But how about a monster woman that can actually wrestle, like maybe a Jessica Havoc or a Viper or some of the other bigger girls that are in Shimmer that can actually wrestle and play that part? Even Awesome Kong back in the day, who I'm sure is probably retired and not working anyway. But I just think that Nia Jax, totally overrated in terms of any kind of talent whatsoever. She's got no talent. So I just think the role is, yes, it's a good role, but not, she's just the wrong one for it. So I'm not a Nia Jax fan.
All right, there you go, folks. That was another edition of the Cool Kids Countdown.
He said.
Do what now?
He said, she said.
He said, she said, damn it. But that's it. Lance, thank you. Thank you for joining. Thank you for all the help. I do appreciate
it. Always a pleasure, my friend. Always a pleasure.
We'll return in 2 weeks with a new show. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about, but it'll be 10 topics that you want to listen about. As we were during this week in recording, we also had one of my longtime friends haven't talked to him a long time because we had some heat going. You know, you get heat in the wrestling business, but had heart surgery. The Golden Boy, Greg Anthony. And, Greg, if you're listening to this, I'm really, really happy you came through and everything came out right. I don't know how wrestling would be in the Dyesburg area without you. I'm glad you came through. Also, you got those kids and that wife, and they need you also. So we're all happy to say that. And we're looking forward to your recovery. Okay, guys, in 2 weeks, the next Cool Kids Countdown. Y'all have a great Thursday, and we'll see you Tuesday for Shooting the Shiznit.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a picnic, but our clothes are stained.
That's quite a pickle.
Ketchup, actually. We want to look amazing.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all dresses at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
All up to 50% off?
Yes, get tees and tanks from $6 for adults, $5 for kids, and dresses start at $15 for women, $10 for girls.
Hey, everyone, we're going to Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 6/21 to 6/27. Excludes clearance, jewelry, active, flat tees and tanks, licensed, and men's package tops.
Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a picnic, but our clothes are stained.
That's quite a pickle.
Ketchup, actually. We want to look amazing.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all dresses at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
All up to 50% off?
Yes, get tees and tanks from $6 for adults, $5 for kids, and dresses start at $15 for women, $10 for girls.
Hey, everyone, we're going to Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy.
Valid 6/21 to 6/27. Excludes clearance, jewelry, active, flat tees.